You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. A Gemara that we mentioned in the past. Let's take another look. I'm Rabbi Yossi. He's talking about the number of ideas, Yehechelki, a number of tremendous milas, and I wish that I could be counted amongst those people who are Mekayim the following. So in the midst of these various inyanim, I'm Rabbi Yossi, Yehechelki migorei hala b'chol yom. I wish, I hope, that my chelek will be counted amongst those who are gomer hala b'chol yom. Frekta Gemara Haini. To say Hallel every single day, is that so? It's as if you're blaspheming HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kilo, you're saying what? The Shvach Vodoya. They were kovei a certain zman miyuchadim. You're going to say it every day. You're making a leitzonus of what it's all about. So what are we talking about? What's this maila of yechelkim migomrei halal b'chayyom? What halal are we talking about? Kikamrina. What is Rabbi Yossi referring to with psukei de zimra? I want my chelik to be counted amongst those who say psukei de zimra every day. What are we referring to psukei de zimra? Is that everything? We know the various segments were added through various points in our history. What are we talking about when we refer to Psukei de Zimra? All right, Tehillah Garashi, Dibur Maskil, Psukei de Zimra. What are we referring to? Shnei Mizmorim Shel Hilulim. We're talking about two Mizmorim of praise. What are these two Psalms of praise? Hallelujah Hashem in Shemayim, number 3 of the Hallelukas. And Hallelujah Kel B'Kocho, number 5 of the Hallelukas. Rashi is clearly telling us, yes, we've already discussed Asherei is the Ikar part of all Psukei de Zimra. A person comes late to davening, you can only say one thing, let it be Asherei. If you have more time, then you sandwich an Asherei with the opening bracha and the closing bracha, and you recite Baruch Shamar, Asherei and Yishtabach. If you have a little more time, what do? You go to Hallelukas. In which order do you recite the Hallelukas? Number 5, that's Haluha, Halu, Kel B'Kocho, the last of all Kapitel of Tehillah that we discussed in the past encompasses therein every Maila, every Shmach of what all Tehillah is all about, and that's why the final conclusion line is Kolhan Ishama Tahala Kalaluka. Go ahead and play all the various chords, instruments, the wood, the brass, the string instruments, bring it all together in harmony and synchronicity, and that yields what? That's Kolhan Ishama. I've tapped all the various chords, I've undergone a cathartic process wherein I've elicited a response based on the various instruments playing at the time. I tap all my human faculties, the full gamut, the range of all human emotions. I bring it all together in a beautiful euphonious orchestra. That is Kolhan Ishama Tahala Kalaluka. That's the most choshen. That's how we close Sefer Tehillim. If you only have time to say one and Luke, it's number 5. And if you have a little more time, what do you say? You say number 3, and that's what we're here to discuss tonight. This third in the Hallelukas that the Ibn Ezra writes in his Perush on Tehillim. I have his Nusach, writes the Ibn Ezra, it's in some editions in Mikros Gedolah, Zah Mizbor. This Mizbor, Nechba Ma'od V'yishpo Sodos Amukim. You have Sodos Amukim, you can't imagine the depths, the profundity, all the secrets you have contained. And this Kuf Mem Ches, number 148 of Tehillim, the third to last, the third in the series of Hallelukas following on the heels of Asherei. This is Nechbar, it has unbelievable milas. Rav Nachman Mibresov writes in the Kutei Maharan. Rav Alexander Ziskin writes in Yesod V'Shar Shavod and Shar Ashir, this is an unbelievable, it's filled with Kabbalistic ideas, with metaphysical and yonim, and the highlight, what makes it so unique, what makes it so special is, writes Likutei Maran, writes the Yesod V'Shar Shavod, because here mankind is being metzave, every chelik of the Bria, to break out in song and to sing Shira Lefanov. Yes, we know Perak Shira, we know the Brisa, where every chelik of the Bria, the Domain, the Tzomach, the Chaim Adabra, all the four general classifications of the Bria, from the still lifeless matter moving up in ascent to the world encompassing therein, plant and vegetative life, and then to the world of Chai, containing therein the full scope, the range of the animal kingdom, and then of course the highlight, the culmination of the Bria, a human beings, Homo sapiens as a Madaber, and then the Kuzari who writes as well, we have Bnei Yisrael, we have Malachim, we have a fifth category, different Sifrei Machshava discuss, but the idea is that we are on top of it all. And in this Hallelujah, in Psalm number 148 in Tehillim, the third to the last capital, we see the amazing koach of Adam that we can be metzaveh every single chelik of the Bria, me'aschola ad sof, from all the domain to the medaber, we're metzaveh, we command every chelik of the Bria. We're not just stating a fact as an objective observer standing on the sidelines. Oh, look what's going on, Perek Shira. We're telling them what to do. Malachim can't say Kodesh until Klayasol says Kodesh. When we say Kodesh Melamato, then and only then, on our footsteps, on our heels, can they start to recite Kodesh Kodesh. We're the ones who get the ball rolling. Adam starts, Bo'nishtach Menachro Lefnei Hashem Oseinu, Kepitol Tzarihei, Perek Shira, we get the ball rolling. We're the ones who turn to the Bria and say it's time everyone to go in and break out and so on. But what we have to know is, Rashi is telling us 3 and 5. We know number 5, we discussed that last week. I understand why it's so choshev. This encompasses and highlights what all Tehillim was about. But what makes number 3 so special? Rashi could have said all the Hallelujahs. He could have said 1, 3, and 5. 3 and 5 of Psukim Zimra. Rabbi Yaisi. After all, Rashi must add a Kabbalah. We discussed Rashi's Perush and Tanakh being written word for word to Baruch HaKadosh. Lamdavkis, Perush and Shas. But Rashi read the words in the Gemara. Rabbi Yaisi says, I'm hoping, I'm davening that my chelik should be amongst those who are Gomri the Hallelujah. What are we talking about? Psukei Dezimra. I might have said all Psukei Dezimra. I might have said Ashrei and all the ensuing Hallelujahs. Rashi limits it. Dafka to number 3 and number 5. This is it. This is the highlight, the centerpiece of Psukei Dezimra. And Rav Alexander Ziskin uses that terminology. Zehu Iker Psukei Dezimra. Right here, capital number 3 in the series of Hallelujahs. This is the Iker Psukei Dezimra. Why? What makes it so special? Why is it so much more unique? We talked about Dvarim Yesodiyim in the first two Hallelujahs. And the Chayr, the first two, were pretty special in themselves. Why limit it? What's so unique about number 3? Let's have a look. Tov HaMelech begins, Kapitol Kuf Mem Ches. Haluka halu es Hashem in Hashamayim, halu bam romim. We turn to every chelik in the Bria, as the Hagdamah in the Metzudah Tillim says in this psalm, King David sings of the moment when all the world will be imbued with the knowledge of God's all-embracing providence. All living creatures from the infinite heights of heaven above down to the depths of the earth below will join together in one great hymn of praise to their Creator and acknowledge the uniqueness of Yisrael over all the nations of the world. So if we're going to start, we're going to start with the heavens above. And that's precisely what David HaMelech does. We turn to the skies and we say, Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, which is a Lashon Tzivoy. Writes the Yesodos HaShavuot, writes the Kutei Maran. Hallelujah, I'm giving a Tzivoy. I want you to now praise Hashem. Min HaShamayim, from the skies above. Hallelujah, Bam Romim. I want you to praise Hashem for now. That means that we have to be in Shemayim. Pashtus, there's a certain aspect that we're in Shemayim. We're turning to those Olamas Al-Yonim. That means we bechina achas, from one understanding, we're able to communicate. How are you able to communicate? We're not there. Teretz says we are there when we daven. Let's turn to Rechaim Olosh and Nefesh Rechaim and Shar Beis, where it's Miyusan on the Indian Tefillah. It all revolves on this Chosh of Indian Tefillah. And let's turn to the end of Perek Yudalim, and he will actually quote this very Pasuk that we just read. That will be his last line in the Haggah, in the footnote in Perek Yudalim. But let's start with a little bit earlier here in Shar Beis, Perek Yudalim, of Rechaim Olosh's Yesodus Tekken Nefesh Rechaim. Says the Tachlis of Davening is what? Is his Spashtus Aguf. That means if you want to connect to the Almighty, you want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mechina is Baruch Atah Hashem. You want to say Baruch Atah Lashanochach. Then first you have to do what? You have to figuratively divorce yourself from this world. If you're still Shakua, you're still mired with the connection to Artzius, to Chumrius, to Gashmius, then you're not really ready to face and talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. You have to leave this world. The Ozi Choshet Kiluhu Mesulok Miseh Olam. You have to go out and prepare and be meichin, and that's why the Gemara Brachas Daf Lamed Beis Lamed Beis Chasinim Harishon Harishonim Harishon Shachas Lefnei Tefillah Shachas Betfillah V'Shachas Lachar Tefillah. And the Gemara says that the Chasinim Harishonim, they used to take 3 hours for every tefillah. I just heard about a yid who takes 4 hours for every shachris every day of the year. Okay, here chasinim are rishonim. 3 hours for shacharis, 3 hours for mincha, 3 hours for ma'ariv. The Gemara says 9 hours a day. When in the world did they learn? Gemara says, you know what? If you daven 9 hours a day, you'll have a siyata d'shmaya, Torah mishtameres. God will take care of your malacha. God will take care of your Torah. You'll have plenty of time to learn. In fact, Rav Itzala Petterberg, Rav Yitzhak Blasa writes in his Shvi Ve'or. He says in his Shvi Ve'or, the Machaber, the Kol Chayor, he has a section called Shvi Ve'or. He says, I don't understand why everyone makes a big deal. What's the Gemara's kasha? What do you mean, when did they learn? He says that the Vilna Gaon we know was able to go out and sleep 4 half-hour segments out of every 24 hours. So the Vilna Gaon was able to go 2 hours every 24. He says, Mameila, the Chassin Rarashonim were also able to sleep like the Grah. They could also go on 2 hours of sleep. So you got 24 hours in a day. 2 hours they slept. 1 hour they got in all their meals. I'm sure they didn't eat all that much for breakfast or lunch. Remember, they had Pas Shacharis, Pas Arvis. I'm sure also it was like the Grah. And Hagona Chosmi Vilna. We have Rav Itzalalando telling us that the wife of the Grah was Meir. She only served her husband a piece of bread, a slice of bread soaked in water with an olive in the morning, and a slice of bread soaked in water with an olive in the evening. So that's Pas Shacharis, Pas Arvis. How long did it take them to eat? Not that very long. So eating, going to the bathroom, schmoozing with their family, I'm sure they squeezed it into 1 hour. He said, that's, they got into 1 hour. 2 hours a day sleeping, that's 3 hours. That means 9 hours they davened, 3 hours they did everything else, that's 12. So they had 12 hours a day to learn. So what's the Gemara's kasha? When did they learn? He says, Hagufa. They only had 12 hours a day to learn. How did they become the chassid? They learned for 12 hours a day. You have guys in yeshiva, they're learning for 12, 13 hours a day. Ramoy Shaar and Stern. He writes in his Mashkiach HaKamenetz, they bring in the biography, that one time his Rosh Yeshiva told them, when he was a bacher in yeshiva, he said, I want to make sure that in Elul, everyone is a makbet to learn at least 9 hours a day. 9 hours a day, they said, Rebbe, we got 4 hours of morning Seder, 4 hours of second Seder, at least 4 hours of night Seder. We're learning at least 12 hours a day. What do you mean, 9 hours a day? Says, I want you to keep track of every second that you're learning and every second that you're not learning. That's from when you showed up in the Beis Medrash, from when you left. Every coffee break, every little spatzir break, every picking that up, dozing on space. Count how many seconds you actually learned. They were mevatel a second of Torah. 12 hours, and still the Gemara says, that was, says, you see that what? How many hours a day they were really learning? And that's 9 hours a day in tefillah. So what did they do for the hour before? How would they make it? So Rechaim Kanevsky was asked, what did they do in that hour? He writes in his Sefer Derech Sicha, he says, you know what they did? They davened. They davened an hour before the davening, that their davening during the davening should be answered. So they took out a sitter and they took out a tehillim, and they were davening to Hashem that when I'm really going to start davening, let my tefillahs be answered. So they used davening itself as the hachana. But that's not what Chaim Lozhin learns. He learns, what did they do in an hour? They were meditating, and they were going into a trance wherein they kilu divorced themselves from mundane materialistic society. Hispashas aguf, where you had no concerns, where you work and you work and meditate, ruminate and concentrate for an hour's time, that I don't care about my house, I don't care about my cars, about my clothing, I don't care about anything. All I care about is connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Acha gamar chatfilo, so then what's the hour afterwards? So they spent an hour, and now they got dinner, well, now they davened. So what do you need the hour afterwards? He says, you know, the first hour they worked so hard on themselves that they took their neshamas up to Shemayim, and they weren't attached to their guf, their chelek guf anymore. They left this world, their spirit kilo left this world, and now in Shemayim, you know what, they need an hour afterwards. Because they had to come back to planet Earth. It took them an hour to come back down from Shemayim, back to this world. After you spend an hour in davening, if you're so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now it takes time. Gradually, you can't just turn it on and come back. It's going to be a gradual descent until you can come back into this world. And in your eyes, it's as if you're falling b'igram l'birah miktah. And that's what happened with the Chassidim Harishonim. He brings the Arizal. This is what the Chassidim were doing. And that's why davening is called Wad La'avdo Ezi Yavodah Shebelevi Zewi Tefillah. It's La'avdo B'chol Nafshechem. Give up your possessions. Give up your neshama. Say, Hashem, I'm ready. I'm here to give up everything. I care about nothing but attaching myself to you. I mentioned in the past that my wife has an uncle, and he's a black belt in karate. So now about a 4th, 5th degree black belt in karate. And I asked him once, I said, Barry, tell me, have you ever used the karate meditative techniques? He could go and break stones with a finger. That's to pass some of his black belt tests. He can actually concentrate and focus his energies into a finger, and he could break a brick with his fingers. I said, do you ever use those meditative techniques in your davening? He said, yeah, once he decided on a Shabbos mincha, he's going to really focus, and he's going to leave this world and just focus his energies on just on the tefillah. He says he did it once, and he was successful. He says he woke up, and he saw people coming into shul. So he couldn't understand. He thought that there were people there. Where are these people coming from? I said, where are you coming out with the shul? He says, Barry, you're still davening mincha. We already went home, ate shal l'shudas, and we're coming back now for Maariv. He got into a 45-minute trance. Took him 45 minutes to get back out of the meditative state and come back, and they're already holding my tefillas Maariv. At the Hainu, on a higher level, this is what Chassidim Rav Shimon were able to do. They were able to meditate, go into the yoga-like state where they mamish had no connection to this world. They took themselves up to Shamayim, and now they bring themselves down back to earth. He says that's what's happening in the last paragraph. He says Zeh Kavanas Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in his commentary Brachos Chafayim at Beis, when you daven, the Gemara says Tzor Sheit in Einav Lamata V'Libo Lamala. What does that mean, Libo Lamala? Rabbeinu Yonah says Kolomar Sheyachshu B'Libo Kila Omid B'Shamayim. You have to imagine when you stand in front of Hashem Yisbroch to daven, then you have to imagine it's not that you're asking Hashem to come down to you; you are going up to greet Hashem. That's the idea the Rogat Shavar used to say. There's Torah and there's Tefillah. Tefillah is, I'm going up to greet Hashem. Torah is, Hashem is coming down to greet me. Brochas da vav amen aleph. Omenayin shafilu echad sheyoshev vosek betorah shashchini imo shenemar b'chol mokam asher aska shmi ovo ilecha v'raticha ovo ilecha. Tefillah is, we leave this world to connect to Hashem Yisborach. Torah is, Hashem leaves his world kaviyocha to come down to us. I'm going to go b'chol mokam asher aska shmi ovo ilecha, I'm going to come to you. Tefillah is, we go up there. Torah is, Hashem comes down here. That's Rabbeinu Yonah. You have to imagine. Your omid b'shamayim b'yasim libo kol tanugi olam hazev kol anos aguf. I care about nothing. Pshot gufcho me'al nishmascha. I'm separating my guf from my neshama. I want to connect ach parak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, that's what Rabbeinu Yonah meant. She yargish batu shenizbatulu etzul kol agoshes aguf shafam. I don't care. I don't think about my worries. I don't think about my concerns. I don't think, how am I going to pay the utility bills? How am I going to cover my rent this month? How am I going to go on and pay for the tuition? Nothing. Gornish. Thinking about nothing. And we mentioned the famous story just very quickly of Reuven going over to Shimon saying, Reuven, you should know I woke up this morning and God gave me telepathic abilities. I can go and look at people and I can read what's going on in their mind. He says, come on, you can't really. He says, test me. He says, okay, I'm bringing you to my shul for shacharis tomorrow morning. You're coming, you're going to tell me what everybody's thinking. So he brings Reuven at the shul. He says, hurry up, daven a quick shmon esrei, and I'm going to test you. Tell me what everybody's thinking. So they go to the back of the room after the quick shmon esrei. Says, okay, Reuven, points to a guy in the corner. He says, tell me, what's he thinking about? He says, he's thinking, he's got to finish davening quickly. He's got a big surgery out in Columbia Presbyterian. He's got a surgery to do today, and then he's got another surgery later on in the day. He says, wow, that's really good. That's Stephen. He's a surgeon out of Columbia. That's really impressive, Reuven. Points to another guy, and he says, tell me, what's he thinking about? And there he is shuckling away, and he schwitz it. And he says, oh, him, he's thinking he's got a big case. He's got to go and prepare the legal documents because he's got to go in front of the judge later this morning. He says, wow, that's really good. That's Michael, the lawyer. I'm really impressed. You're able to read his mind. That's unbelievable. That's what he's thinking about. It's one S-ray. We know some of the best business, Jewish business deals in history went down in Shmon Esrei. That's when people came up with their best thoughts sometimes. So he says, oh, what about that guy in the corner? And then the corner is someone with a longer beard and payas, and he's shuckling away, schwitzing away. Mama, she says, oh, Reuven, what's he thinking about? He says, wow, I am so makana. What an amazing holy year you got over here. He says, that guy is thinking about Tanakh, and he's thinking about Chomisha Chumshei Torah, and he's thinking about the Rambam and the Vilna Gaon, and he's thinking about Rishonim and Achronim. What a holy, holy you. He says, holy Jew, that's Yonkel. He happens to own the local farm store. Everyone's thinking about their business. We can't think about anything in Shmon Esrei. Standing in front of the Melech Malchilacha means I care about nothing in this world. I'm divorced from Ofrim and Adama. Kolar Goshos of Yubinyani and Nefesh Lakashra Bishar Shibishamayim Bi Avram. I love Hashem Yisbrok so much. I want to connect to my Neshama too as the Chelik Elokim Imal to the Shoresh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the Kisei Kovet. Achim Hayum Amidim Neganein of Ezatanim Vitanug Yolam Hazah Shinosh Lodim Chamdosan Hayamois Patachlis Amois Vesani. You know what the Kaveh, you know what the yardstick is? If you're in the middle of Shmon Esrei and I tap you on your shoulder and I wake you out of your Shmon Esrei trance and I say, here's the Ferrari you dreamed about right here, just stop right now and take it, that means you're not really holding my Shmon Esrei yet. You're holding is you could see that Ferrari and you don't even care about it. Someone opens up Architectural Digest and they show you your dream house. Your dream house is good. They said, if you come right now, I got the realtor here. I'm going to give it to you for bargain price. I'm going to give it to you mamish below the market value. You got to go right to now. And more, and you don't care one iota because you have no connection to this world. That's the test, right, to Chaim Volozhin, if you're really holding this one S-ray. Because you have to be holding, and in Yonim Shamaimiyim, he says, Zehu, and this is the last statement in Perek Yudalad of Sharbez and of Shachayim, that's what David HaMelech meant, Halu Es Hashem and Shamayim, Halu Bam Romim. Why can you turn to Shamayim and be Metzavah? Because you're there. I can start Halleluka, Halu Es Hashem and Shamayim. I'm in the midst of my davening. I turn to Shamayim because that's where I am now in my davening. And I could say, I'm starting with Shamayim. Shamayim, Halu Bam Romim. You praise Hashem in the heights. You could turn. They're right there with you because that's where you're holding a davening. And that's why you start with Shamayim because that's where you got. You worked on the hour before you started to daven. Now you're holding by this Madrigo. You could turn to the skies. And thus we start with the skies, heavens above, because that's where you are. But then you got to work your way down. So that's exactly what we do. And we'll see there are two main parts. The first section we'll focus on everything in Shamayim. And that will be the first part. Then we'll start with Pasuk Zayin, Halu Es Hashem in Haaretz. Then we'll work in the Haaretz. So starting from Pasuk Zayin, and then we'll focus on those things down in the Haaretz. And we see from the Rambam as well, the Radak makes it clear in the beginning of his Perush on Tehillim. Rambam, the end of the third Perek Yisodei HaTorah, continuing into the fourth Perek, he talks about the various Chelkei Habriya. We have certain Galgalim, things in the celestial spheres, the heavenly bodies, and then we work our way down. Different Bechinas of Das, we're approaching them separately. But we're going to learn tonight a fascinating Malbim, a Yesonistic Malbim, a Malbim that Mamash takes us line for line through line of this fascinating Mizmor Mechubud to once again cite the Lashon of the Ibn Ezra. So let's go with the Malbim. Haluka Halu Es Hashem and Hashemayim Halu Bam Romim. Writes the Malbim as follows. And we know that when Hashem designed the world, it started from this point up here. It started from the top point. In fact, parenthetically, the Sam Sefer writes in Torah's Moshe, why do Chazal tell us in Sanhedrin and elsewhere that Eretz Yisrael is Gavoa Mikol Aratzis? Eretz Yisrael is the highest place. It's not the highest place. Go ahead and do a survey, do a study. Physically, it's not the highest place. So there are different answers. The Sam Sefer says, from one Bechin, it is the highest place. Why? Because that's what Hashem started with. Hashem started with Eretz Yisrael, and then He built everything underneath. Eretz Yisrael is the high point on top. Everything came down, out, shooting out from Eretz Yisrael. That's the Eben HaShasiyah by the Kodesh HaKadoshim and Har Moriah. Shemisham Hushas, the whole world was chiseled out and emanated forth the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So if that's the starting point, it happens to be now that it depends how you tilt the world and things that humans build on the world. But if that's the starting point, Mibachina Achas, that's really the top. Writes the Malbim, Hashem Yisbarach and the Olam Hakisei Olam Hatzilus in the metaphysical Kabbalistic worlds. Hashem Yisbarach, that's all the way on top. So we're going to start on top and we're going to work our way from the top, especially like the Nefesh HaChaim, that's where we are, because we worked already an hour to prepare for our davening. We're already holding in the highest of highs, and now we want to go work our way down until we go from Shemayim all the way down to Aretz. Once we get down to Aretz, right, the Malbim, then we work our way back up. Why? Because that's exactly how Hashem Yisbarach designed the world. Malbim says, imagine a circle. Here's the starting point. The highest point, this is Hashem Yisbarach by the Kisei HaKavod. And now we're going to go down various levels of the Olam HaSayonim until each Olam is Mizgashem Yosef Yosef. The idea being, there are millions and millions, billions, limitless numbers of Olamas, as Nefesh HaChaim outlines in the beginning of Shar Aleph. We have billions and myriad worlds out there. Why do we need millions of worlds? Because you can't go from a world that's Kula Rukhni, that's entirely spiritual, and connect to a world that's Gashmi. You have to go gradually from world to world, constantly diminishing the potency of the Rukhni Yistika power, until you can make your way down to a world taking on gradual Hitkashmut, more physicality, until you can make it down to our total physical world, which is the Olam HaAsiyah. It's going to happen gradually. That's why. Ramosh Shapiro explains, and you can read about it in Rabbi Akiva Tatz's Living Inspired, starting on page 69 in his chapter Beyond Astrology. What is this interface, intermediate world of the astrological forces, the world of the zodiac? We know the Ramban and Rov Rishonim, even though the Rambam argues Rov Rishonim hold like the Ramban, and this is how Torah and Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Yordeya Sim Kufayin Tess, we believe in the science of astrology. There's an interface, intermediate world in Olam HaMamutza, consisting of the zodiac, the sun, moon, stars, the heavenly bodies, and celestial spheres. Why do we need this interface intermediate world? Because all the kochos haruchaniyim are coming down into this world. How do they go ahead and traverse the olamos haruchaniyim? If these are ruchnis to kochos, how do they flow down to this world? That's mazel. Mazel means lashon ozel. It's a flow. It's a flow of stellar metaphysical energy. Mazel tov doesn't mean good luck. It means exactly the opposite. You should have a good mazel. That means the force, the kochos coming from the olamos haruchaniyim should be all at tzan hatov as they go through this interface world of the mazalos. It should be a nozel, a good stellar force. You should have something that's a tov. The ruchnistic forces need to go and cross a bridge of a world that's quasi-ruchni, quasi-gashmi, partly spiritual, partly physical, until they can make it down into the physical world. It has to cross a bridge of a world, of a unique interface world that has characteristics of both extremes and can therefore unite and connect those two different worlds. That's the world of the mazalos. We come down here and we make it into the world that's total gashmi. Now the job is what? Hashem says, when I create the items down here, how does Hashem create? Now we're going back from Lamata Lamala. We have to go, after we started up here, we came down, the Malbim says, we started the half circle, the semicircle, and we came down now to Oretz. That's Oretz, that's Shemayim, Shemayim, Gemar Chagiga, Ayin Beis Amon Beis, that's Eishemayim, that's Shemayim, Eishemayim, that's something that's Lamayla Menateva, Eishemayim coexisting, that's the world of Shemayim. Then we get to the world of Oretz. What's Oretz? Oretz is? Oretz is Artzius, Chumrius, Gashmius. Or Eretz is Ani Ratz. I am running. That's Gashmi. My Yadayim Araglayim Ani Ratz. That's Artzius. That's down here. Now Hashem says, what? Okay. Now we got to start filling the other side of the circle to go back up to Shemayim. How do you do that? First I make Dome. First I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to make mountains. I'm going to make rocks. I'm going to make Ofrim and Adama. Then I'm going to work up from Dome to Tzemeach, things that are now growing and they're growing up. Then Chai, which is a higher level of the Bria. And then after Chai, then you're going to have Medaber. And Medaber is going to take us and bring the whole Bria, uplift and elevate the entire Bria down here back to the world of Shemayim. That's what the Malbim says. That's what's going on in this Mizmar. Who's doing it all? Mankind is taking every chelik of the Bria down here and we're bringing it all back to the Shor HaShayoyon, bringing it all back to the starting point, to the source of it all, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the job of man. That's why, writes Rav Avraham Gudzinski, the Torah of Ram, the Slobodka Mashkiach. We have a famous machlokes in schools of thought. Betamtzis ha'inyan, we have Slobodka versus Navardik. We know that the Alter Navardik of Yosef Yosel Horowitz, when we see the Madrigas Adam, and Navardik, they emphasized Katanus Adam. Look how lowly man is. We know Rasim Chabunami Pashishcha said, Hillary Clinton, of course, just now made it famous, because we know it was all over the news. Hillary Clinton quoted it recently at an open forum, because a rabbi told her about the Heilige Hasidish Rebbe, the Holy Rabbi Yosef Chabunim Pashishchan. Hillary Clinton just recently used it. Last month, she used it in one of her speeches. How the Hasidic Rebbe said, every human being, because someone said, how does she deal with all the gaiva, the politics, etc.? And one rabbi told her, a rabbinic advisor, that the saintly Hasidic rabbi, or Simcha Bunimi Pashishcha, said every Jew has to carry two sheets of paper in his pocket. And the right pocket you have, Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin Rav Aleph, Bishvili Nivra Olam Chai Vanam Lamar Vcho Yom Yom, Bishvili Nivra, the whole world's created for me, and in the left pocket, Anochi Ofer Vefer. Where is man? Mankind is right in between. Mitzan Echad, oh, the whole world's created for me, Mitzan Shani, you just dusted the earth. You have to keep in mind, you got to be, okay, you said, one can, you know, you have to know who's emphasizing which pocket, the right or the left. You got to be right in the middle. Right in the middle. And the job of man is what? He has a chelak aloka mimal. Man is himself the prototype. He is the paradigm of someone who combines within that one being, and the chelak aloka mimal, the highest of the highs, with Ofrim min Adamu, with the lowest of the low. Only man who is endowed with Bechiro Chavshis and who himself contains therein the chelak aloka mimal from the highest of high, with the chelak of the Oretz Ofrim min Adamu, only he can link these two worlds back together again. Only he could start down here and uplift the domain, the Tzameach and the Chai, and bring it back to the Shor Sheli and bring it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the job of Adam. And that's why, what is Adam? Writes the Maral. Adam is Ofer Min Adam. And that's why he's called Adam. The Zohar and the Arizal say, Adam Alekel, I'm making myself like God. What does it mean I'm making myself like God? The Maral says, beautiful. What is the one thing in the world that has no value? Because it's ubiquitous. It's all over the place. Dirt. Dirt doesn't cost money, because dirt is all over the place. Anyone who wants can go out, find a field, and you get dirt. Dirt is mamash, the cheapest of the cheap, the lowest of the low. And yet, what is mankind? Without dirt, you can't build anything. Everything is built through dirt. Zok Demaral, that's why Adam is called Adam. Because mitzad echad, he is just the lowly, humble, modest offerman Adamo. Mitzad sheni, every act of building in this world, without photosynthesis and without planting, without man planting trees, oxygen, photosynthesis, you name it, we would have no food, we would have garnished. Man has to plant, has to work the land. Man has to control domain, has to control tzomech, has to control chai. When we uplift and elevate every chelik of the breeze, we give value and potential to life. So man mitzad echad is nothing. He's like dirt, which is ubiquitous and has no intrinsic value at all. And mitzad sheni, he has all the value in the world, just like dirt contains therein all the enormous potential through which all of life is going to come from. Everything in this world comes through Adam. And that's why Adam is the highest of the high and the lowest of the low. Bishvili nevraolam in one pocket, anochi afravei from the other pocket. And that's why he's the only one who could take the bria from the oretz, from Arzius, and bring it back up to Shemei Shemayim. Now let's go Malbim Dick and let's read it sentence by sentence.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Again, Shamas Kufna Vavam Aleph at the bottom of Yechanan, Emasli Yisrael. Emasli Yisrael, the Ramban writes in Chilish Miyachasis to the Ramban in Reish Chabez. It doesn't mean that we have no mazel at all. It means there is mazel. We can easily circumvent the world of the mazalas. How do we do that? I write the Rishayin and we do it by Tefillah. The Hainu Tefillah is I connect directly with Hashem. I in a Tefillah, the Rishonim explain, I could circumvent this interface intermediate world of the mazalas. I don't want to deal with Hashem this way. I want to deal with Hashem this way. I want to go around this world and connect Ach Barak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I have the ability to take myself out of the world of and the influence of the stellar forces. I can be Mafkias Atzmi from the Olam HaMazalos. So from that perspective, Ein Mazal Yisrael, the Goyim can't do that. That's Ramban and all the Rishayim. So let's now go Malbim Dik. That's where we are. And we start with the highest on highs. So now we work our way down, Zak the Malbim. This is so mamashi, yesoidistika Malbim. Let's work our way down. What do we have? First we have an Hashemayim, then we have the Meromim. Meromim is right underneath where Hashem is in the Kisei HaKavod. Then we have the highest on highs. That's above where the Malachi Elyon are. That's after Shemayim. Then Haluka Komalachav. Then we get to the Malachi Elyon, the Chayas, the Srafim, the Afanim, and all the different types of angels. That's where they are. Then Haluka Tzva. Who is underneath the angels? Those are the legions of God. Those are the stellar forces. And that is what? Those are all the stars that are above the sun and the moon. All those that are higher and elevated, those are Kotzva, all the legions that are here in the Tzva, in the army of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing His will. Then we work our way down. We get to the world. Now we're getting closer and closer. We're going from the highest and heights to the lowest of the low. Halu Shemesh Virech. Then we go to the sun and the moon. Then Haluka Kochmei are all the other remaining stars, the ones that give light, meaning the ones that we could see, that we could observe. Then Halu Shemei Shemayim writes the Malbim. What Shemei Shemayim? He says, our Shemayim is the skies. The skies until the clouds. That's what we observe. We can't see above the clouds. We see until the cloud cover. That's where you get a rain from the clouds. Shemei Shemayim is the Shemayim of that. It's all the space in between the clouds and until you get to the sun and the moon, that is called Shemei Shemayim. So we go to Shemei Shemayim. And then we go to what? To the Mayim HaShemayim HaShemayim. That's where the Yesod of the Mayim HaYonim resides. Right above the area of the clouds. That's why the Mayim HaYonim is coming down to us from the clouds. Then Yahalu Hashem HaShem Ki Hu Tzivam Nevro. Then we talk about what? Now we're summing up all those aforementioned psukim. Because we said Pasuk Zion will commence the Shvach and Odo that emanates from the Aretz. So what are we doing now? We're turning now collectively to them all. Yahalu Hashem HaShem. They will give praise in the name of Hashem. Why? Ki Hu Tzivam in a row, because he commanded in a row and they came into being. Writes the Malbim. Notice how we say Ki Hu Tzivav in a row. Now we know there are various terminologies invoked when it comes to the Maisa Bereishis. We have rights to the Vilna Gaon, rights to Nefesh HaChaim and others. We have Bria, we have Yetzira, and we have Asiya. Bria is Yesh Me'ayim. Ex nihilo, creating something out of nothing, God says. That's the Bria, Yesh Me'ayim. Then you move up to the higher level of Yetzira. Yetzira is giving that which now exists, giving it Tzar Tzura, giving it form, designated features, taking it, molding it into a designated shape and form. The highest level is Asiya. What's Asiya? Is the Gamar Tikkun Adavar, is the Makom HaPatush, when you bring something the day completion. The Ramban writes, as does the Lashem, who's Maruch on this Inyan, at the end of creation, what do we find? Vayichudu, Asha Borlo Kim Laso. So Hashem Bora. What does that mean? Writes the Ramban. Hashem brought everything ex nihilo into this world. Hashem Barlo Kim Lasos. He brought it into the world, Yishmayayin, for us to bring Lidei Asiya. We have to go in and bring it to completion. What do we bring to completion? Anything down here in the world of Teva. Anything that's Amit Shemayim, we can't go ahead and practically affect that. That's what the Rambam says. Yahalo Hashem Hashem, why? Ki Utsiva Vinivro. Hashem created them, and that's it. They stay the same. We don't change them. They don't change. The planets stay the same. They stay the way Hashem created them. The sun, the moon, they stay the way they are. Vayamidim va'aliyolam, Hashem established them for all time. Chok nosim v'layavor, He decreed it, and it's unalterable. That's it. It stays the way it is because it's not in our world. It's above this world, and that's why there's no asiyah. There's no yetzirah. Vinevro, the way they came into being, that's the way they are. Everything down here in the world of Aretz started with a bria. Then there's yetzirah. We have a lot of clay. We have a lot of dirt, and now we have to mold it. And now things got molded into mountains, into hills, and then what? And then designing things into trees. Then we have to bring in the day I see. We have to perfect it. We have to take the wheat stalks and make it into bread. But everything in Shemayim was what? Hitzuhutziva Hashem commanded it to be. Vinevro, and they came into being. Vinevro, that's it. They're done. And they stayed the same. Writes the Punim Yofa, Sir Pinchas Levi Horowitz, and we know the difference between we down here and the beings up there, as that even though there are beings up there, we just said, Halu Komalochavs, there are Chayas, Rafim, Vafanim. We have different types, different sugim, various categories of angels, but they don't have Bechira Chashas, they don't have free will. They are not Hochim, they are Omdim, they are Nitzavim. That's the Novi Zechariah, Paragimel, Posig Zion. And Asati Lecham Alichim Beina Omdim Aela. We are Hochim, Holech Mechoy Lechoyel, Avram is Lech Lecha. We are Vayelech Moshe. The Malachim are Nitzavim, they're Omdim. They stay the same. They stay the way Hashem made them. They can't change. They can't use Bechira. They can't praise Hashem unless we tell them to go and praise Hashem. They have to follow our lead. Say, Hallelujah, Hashem, Hashem. We're telling you to do it. Why? Hashem made you the way that you are. And Hashem said to you, you're going to stay this way forever. It's a chok. V'lo yavar, because you can't be a holech. No bria up there can change, can alter. It stays the way it is. We're done. We summed it all up. Those are verses 1 through 6. And now we start the second series. Continues the Malbim. Now we're going, focusing on the world down here and working our way back up. Now it's time going down and stopping there. Man's job, because man is in charge of the bria, now has to uplift and elevate every chelik of the bria to bring it back to its shul, Rishai Elyon and Shemei Shemai.
So what do you do with the pasuk? Vayishlach Yashu Malachim Malachim Amish?
That we can control the malachim. Yaakov Avinu had malachim, and he had a shlita. He had a shlita over malachim. When the malachim come down here, when the malachim come down here, we have a shlita. Hold them up there. That's what Rabbeinu Bachai says. How could the angels do an avera? Angels don't have a chira. How could they do a sin? Rabbeinu Bachai says they can't do a sin up there. But when they come into our world, the malachim could say kimash chisim anachnu. And Rashi could tell us that they got punished. The Bali Yatzisus, they got kicked out of the mechitza of Hashem Yisbarach 135 years because they attributed the destruction of Sodom to themselves. How could they say kimash chisim malachim? So Rabbeinu Bachai, once they come down here, that's a different story. Now it's shayich techei. Once they come down here, Yaakov Avinu could control them and send them. But we're not controlling the malachim up there. They're down here. That's it. So now we have to elevate the bria. And that's why Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, Halacha l'maisa. On Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, you're allowed to wear Crocs. And let's say you're wearing uncomfortable heels to work every day. Let's say you wear your black leather nice shoes. If you had the choice, you'd rather have a pair of Crocs. I would say, now all of a sudden comes Tisha B'Av and you're supposed to be Mamayit, Bitzar. And now since it's more comfortable than the shoes you're wearing every day, so Rav Yosha says there's an inyan to be Machmir to now wear comfortable shoes. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, Halacha l'maisa, and this is how most poskim pasken. You're allowed to wear Crocs even though they're comfortable. Why? Because it's not a din in comfort, it's a din in leather. Why? Explains to Shlomo Zalman Arbach in the Ha'oris, in the bottom of Licha Shlomo on Tefillah, and it's a idea brought about already by Rav Yosef Shaul Nathanson and Shaul Sashu Shaul Meshev, and brought in the Sefer Mishulchan Gavoa, and the same idea, B'Shem Shaul Meshev, all based on a Marshal, in the quoted by the Shlomo Sidra Amuri Hashemayim. And the Marshal says as follows. The Gemara says in Brocha 60b, when we get up in the morning, we put on our shoes, we say, Asli Kotzarki. Ask the Marshal, what Shaychas? I put on my shoes, Asli Kotzarki? Hashem, you gave me everything I need. Explains the Marshal, quoted by the Shlom. Because what are my shoes made out of? Regular shoes are made out of leather. What's leather? That means I took an animal, I caught an animal, I trapped it, I killed it, I skinned its hides, and I made it now into shoes. And where do I put the animal? I take the refuse of the animal and I put it underneath my shoe. What's underneath my foot? I have a shlita. Haman and Mordechai, where did Mordechai write the contract? On the bottom of the shoe. Haman, I owe you. Underneath my feet, I own you. I own the animals of the world, meaning what? Animals control, they can eat whatever plants and vegetables that they want. The plants and vegetables can decide to grow pretty much wherever they want. They control domain. Animals control tzameach, and we control domain chai and tzameach. We control every chelik of the bria. Every aspect of creation is tachas our shlita. How do we demonstrate that? Every time we take an animal that might have eaten plants and vegetables off of a mountaintop, we now can kill that animal and can fashion and make shoes and put them underneath our feet. So the whole idea is what? We have a shlita over the animal kingdom, and thus highlighting, we control every chelik of the bria. Writes the Marshal, when you put on your shoes in the morning, I control the bria. Hashem gave me everything that I need to do the job of fixing and uplifting His world and doing what I need to do because I control the bria. That's Asliko Tzarki. Mamela on Tishvav, when Hashem said you sinned and you lost the Beis HaMikdash, and in Yom Kippur when you're fighting, you're pleading for your life that you should be Nitzel Adin, you don't want to show off in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't want to make yourself lower than every chelik of the bria. You don't want to highlight, I control the bria. On Yom Kippur, Hashem, Nochi Afra Reifra, I'm focusing on my left pocket. I don't want to put on those leather shoes. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Shon Alecha Mi'aragalecha, Ki Admas Kodeshu. If you're by Admas Kodesh, you're in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't show off in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You take off your shoes. Your mamash, you be attached to the ground, to the offer and afer, when you talk in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why no shoes in the Beis HaMikdash. No shlita in the Tishvav. I can't show a shlita over the bria. I lowered myself, Tishvav. That's why you don't wear shoes. It's a din of leather shoes. It's not a din of comfort. Paskins of Shom Azaman. You're allowed to wear the comfortable Crocs with your comfortable socks on Tisha B'Av, on Yom Kippur. So now we start Pasuk Zayin. Halos Hashem and Aretz, Tanim Chodemos. We start with what? With Mayim? We go to the depths of the sea, the lowest point. Right? We go to the lowest depths of the seas. The Mayim HaTachtonu B'Yoser. And the creatures of the sea, they're the lowest of the low. Then we work our way up, and that's the Yesod of Maya. Now we go through what the Dalet Yesodos, because the world of Aretz was created with the four elements, earth, wind, fire, and water. We start with the water, those are the depths, and then we have what? And we have fire. We have fire, hail, snow, and vapor, which are all todos of Ash and Maya. They're all byproducts of the original Yesodos of fire and water. Ruach Sara, then we have what? We have the winds, we have the tempest, the storms, all a tolda of the Yesod called Ruach. Osei Devaro, and they all do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything down here, even though it's so far removed from Shemayim, they're all Osei Devaro. B'Devar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. They're all called Devarim because they are here as the Devar of Hashem, and they all do exactly what Hashem wants them to do. Now we go, now we're on. We made it past the four elements, the four basic Yesodas from which all of the world was created. Then we have what? We start with domain, Haharim Vachgos, we have the mountains, the hills. Then we go to Tzomeach, Eitz Pri V'chol Rozim, we're going up, we're ascending the ladder of the classifications of the Bria. We go to Eitz Pri V'chol Rozim, we go to the fruit trees, and all the cedars, which are Lanisrak, which are trees that don't bear fruit. All types of trees. Then we go up to the world of Chai, a new Pasuk. We go to the world of Chai, HaChai V'chol Behema, Remes V'tzipor Konof, everything, the Ramosim, the Tzipor, the birds, the animals, the domesticated ones, the wild ones, everything. That's it. We're commanding them all. You sing in Perek Shira. Then what? Then we go to the Medaber, and we go to the highest Medaber. Mal Chayeretz V'cholum, the earthly kings and all the peoples, all the nations. The Sarim, the Shoftei Yoretz, the Melech, the Sar, the Shofate. Everybody, even the highest ones of Medaber. Even you humble yourself before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and give praise. Now we work our way down. Meaning what? We're in people, but first you have to address the Melech, the Sar, the Shofate. When you're in that classification of the Bria called Medaber, and now you address the Bachur Megamasulas, the young men and the young maidens. You got to address them as well. The males and the females, Zekanim and Arim, the older ones with the younger ones. Everybody's here. Let's just stop for a beautiful Diyuk. We have to go with the Diyuk. That is bought by a number of Sforim, and it's based on the Sefer Chassidim, Kuv Samaches, and notice how it's Bachurim, the Gambesulos, Zekinim in Harim. Why? Harayitzim Yudachos, and in the Sefer Chassidim, Os Kuv Samaches, Al Tari Bonam Abonis Pen Yachtiyu. Don't have the young guys and the young girls to intermingle, where they're singing together, As Tismach Basula, Vamachol of Odom, Avabachur, Zekinim Yachtov, Vachin Yalodim, Yalodis, Mesachim, Mechoseh, but it's got to be what? Separate the gender. It doesn't say the young guys with the young girls, they're not singing together. Singing, let the young men sing separately, and yet the young women sing separately. And when it comes to the older men and the younger, younger woman, when it comes to the old men and the young men, then it's a kingdom in Arim. They could sing together, but it's not Bachurim in Besulos. It's what? Let the young guys sing by themselves, and they are ready. Sefer Chassidim, beautiful dig, and David HaMelech, every choice word, it's all here. Then Yahalu Hashem Hashem, why? Kiniska Shmuel Levan HaHol V'chad Shem. So now look at the beautiful contrast. When we summed up all the creatures, all the beings in the heavens above, Yahalu Hashem Hashem, why? Kihut Tziva Minaro. You beings, you don't have a Chiru Chavshus. You don't have any Das, you don't have free will. You got to do what you got to do because Hashem made you this way. You stay the same. We're commanding you to do what you're supposed to do and finish and do your job. But now we turn to what? We turn to all the creatures down here, and we say Yahalu Hashem Hashem, the same Yahalu Hashem Hashem. And now there was Kihut Siva in a row. What is it now? Kiniska Shemo Levado, Hodu Al Eretz Shemayim. Hashem's name alone is exalted. Why do we emphasize this? Because now we're talking about Bali Bechira. We're talking about human beings. Human beings. It's not Siva in a row. Human beings. You have Bechira Chavsha. So you should give your praise to Hashem alone. Why? Because take a look, you can think, you have das, you can think about how great Hashem is, and you can make a conscious decision with your Bechira Chavshus to give praise to Hashem. So we're telling you the reason is Kiniskev Shemo Levado. So hold the Olam Shemayim, his hold is all over the Eretz and the Shemayim, therefore you give praise for everything. Vayor Karen, the Amo Hashem will raise the might of his people, even though we just addressed Ol Medaber, like we said in the preface. Oh, you might think Ol Medaber is together. No, like the Kuzer and Maimar Beis, no, there's a separate category called Yisrael. You should know that even within Medaber, the Jews are still apart. We're still separate. We're charged with the task above and beyond every other chelik of the Bria. We have to give special, unique praise, and that's why David sums it up. Yes, even though you might have all these beings in that rubric called Medaber, but Hashem will raise and uplift the might of his people, Klai Yisrael, Tehila L'cho Chasidav, which is praise for all of the Chasidim, which are even within Klai Yisrael. Chasidim HaRishonim are the most special of the Jewish people. Ale B'nei Yisrael, for all of Klai Yisrael, I'm Karova, the people that are nearest to him. Haluka, nearest to him? What do you mean nearest to him? That's the whole idea. We're the ones nearest to him who do what? The Bria started up here and it went all the way down here. Our job now is to go take the will of Aretz, and now we're working our way back up. Domain. First the Dalet Yesodos, as we saw. The fire, earth, wind, and water. Then we went from the Dalet Yesodos, we went to Domain, the Harim and the Gvos. Then we went to Tzameach, Eitz Pri v'Chalarozim, the fruit-bearing trees and the non-fruit-bearing trees. Then we went to Medab, to Chai, to the Chai and the Hema, the Remes and the Tzipor. Every Chelik of the Bria was included. And then we went to what? We went to human beings, to Medaber, and we started, oh, the Melachim, the Sarim. Then all the Tom, Dicks, and Harrys, all the regular Joes in the world. And then we went to Klai, so all is apart. And we're called on Krova. Why? Because now we got close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. All the other nations in the world, they stay down here. They're still down here in the world. The Aretz, we're on Karovo, the last Hadgoshim Yuchen, is the last emphasis in this capital. This what? We're on Karovo. Why are we close to him? Hashem didn't come down. Tyra, he comes down. And Tfilah, we go up. But now we're talking on Karovo because we started down here. We started in Artsius and Chumrius and Gashmius. And now we elevated the Bria because we charged the whole Bria. Everyone, you got to get back up. And we uplifted it. Hashem takes us close. And now we're talking on Karovo. Now we're closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than we've ever been. And right to Ram Gazen, that's the Galdus Adam. Navardik is Katnas Adam, lowly man. That's Anochia for Vafer. What was Slaborka? Slaborka emphasized Godless Adam. Look how great man is. The Mashkiach of the Slaborka Yeshiva writes in his Torah of Rav. Why did Rashi say, what's Psuk in his Imra? Number three and number five. Number five, I understand. Number five is the culmination of all Sefer Tehillim. In a sense, it encompasses therein all of Sefer Tehillim. But number three, what's so special about number three? And number three is, look at the Godless Adam. Every other capital in Tehillim is what? Is Shvach and Ador to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know why this one stands alone? You know why this one's unique, right? The Torah of Ram. This capital is not about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's about the godless, the greatness of man. This is about B'Shvili Nivra Olam, that we can go out and charge and force and compel every chelik of the Bria to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every other thing is all about praise, yes, but this time we're highlighting that we're the ones in charge of it. We can control every facet of creation, every aspect of the mankind and of the world around us, and we can tell them, you have to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are in charge of that. That's Godless Adam. That's Pesukei Dezimra. That's Mamash everything. Comes down to Pesukei Dezimra. What told Rashi to highlight only these two? Because all the praises of Tehillim is what? It's Tehillim, is giving Tehillah and Shach and Adat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number five sums it all up. Number five sums up what all of Iker Tehillim was revolving on the hinge of what? Of praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tehillah, Makosha, Shach and Adat, that's what Tehillim is. Number three is what? You can't have number five without number three. Number three is the godless of the mensch, the godless of the Adam. Look what we control. It's in our hands whether or not the Bria is going to do its job of giving Shvach HaNadot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is number three. That's why it's the most chashuv right after number five. First you focus on number five. If you come late to davening, give the praise, sum it all up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even if you missed all of Pesukei Dezimra, if you caught Ashrei with number five, you summed it all up. But you still need number three if you have a little more time. Now go to godless Adam. You can't go with three and then five. You work your way up to five, but if you have a choice, you go with five, sum it all, and then go back to three. That's godless Adam. And that's why this is the Mufkhar. That's why it's Mamish Miyuchad. That's why it's Sodia Sodas. That's why it's so Choshev. Let's daven with a lot more coming on number three.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.